so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 feet to the mile. Rolling out of New York.
Oh yeah, that is Asleep at the Wheel, doing what we do every week, right here in the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, bringing about 19 years of living in Texas and listening to live performances there. I appreciate your listening tonight. So that's where we are tonight, with an hour of great music from Black Texas musicians, and we're going to begin tonight with a set featuring some pretty strong innovators in the blues, and I'm thinking about Lead Belly and his 12-string. It's a great place to start. Here he is with House of the Rising Sun.
Sister, please don't do like I have done. Please shun that old house and you only take all the rising sun. I'm going to tell my baby sister, please don't do like I have done. Please shun that old house and you only take all the rising sun. Go tell her now.
Glamour. of Jesus, blood of Jesus. I just tied Elmer's glamour. Well, it's blood, well, it's blood, I just tied Elmer's glamour. I was a gambler, just like you. I was a gambler. I just tied Elmer's glamour. Blood high. Well, it's blood high. I just tied Elmer's glamour. I was sick and I couldn't get well. I was sick and I couldn't get well. I just tied Elmer's glamour. Glad is blood house. Glad is blood house. I just tied Elmer's glamour. Jesus' blood can, Jesus' blood can. I just tied Elmer's glamour. Oh, blood high, well, it's blood high. I just tied Elmer's glamour. I was thinking of, I was thinking of, I just tied Elmer's glamour.
Lion Willie Johnson, and I Know His Blood Can Make Me Whole. I really, really like his voice, that kind of chest voice singing and the slide guitar work. Chest voice singing helped him be heard as he was preaching on street corners. And Blind Willie was born in Pendleton, Texas, which is not that far from Waco. He had normal sight when he started out, but he got splashed by some lye water during an argument between Willie's father and his stepmother about her infidelity. When he was about 30, he and a few others were taken into a studio in Deep Ellum in Dallas. They did a little bit of recording down there, and we turned out a bunch of songs over the next 3 years. His songs have been covered by Dylan, by Led Zeppelin, by John Sebastian, Clapton, and a group we're going to hear a little bit later tonight, the Soul Stirrers. His bottleneck technique, sometimes with a knife, sometimes with a thumb pick, influenced Robert Johnson and Howlin' Wolf, just to name a couple. Before Blind Willie, we heard Lead Belly on vocals and 12-string and House of the Rising Sun. Huey Ledbetter was born in Louisiana, but his folks moved to Bowie County, Texas, in the way, way far northeastern corner of the state. He was in and out of prison his whole life, but his work as a musician did get him out on an early release one or two times. He was king of the 12 strings, they say. He's playing this giant Stella guitar, and he played with finger picks and often ran a really a kind of a strange, unique bass line. Kurt Cobain promoted Lead Belly's legacy when he played Where'd You Sleep Last Night on his MTV Unplugged concert, and incidentally, the guitar that Kurt used on that show recently was auctioned off to the tune of $6 million. Listen to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, picking some songs from innovative and influential black musicians tonight. Thanks for listening. And I noted that Blind Willie Johnson preached on street corners and elsewhere, and in addition to playing and singing the blues, and the blues and gospel obviously are so intertwined that's where we got to go next. I recently read an interview with Dylan in the New York Times in which he contrasted the way today's news is covered with gospel news, and he said the gospel news was exemplary. It can give you courage, unlike today's news. We all need a bunch of courage these days, and here is a group called The Soul Stirrers, and they have a song called Build on That Shore, and you will hear Sam Cooke in the second lead.
Well, I'm gonna build
right on that shore,
right on that shore.
I'm gonna build
right on that shore,
right on that shore.
I'm gonna build
for my Jesus.
Jesus.
Till Farmer did us evermore.
Well, I was walking down the road one day when I heard Master Boy. Spirit came upon me, filled my heart with joy. I started out for Canaan on that celestial shore. I'm gonna build for my Jesus
evermore. Just let me build
right on that shore.
I wanna build right on that shore. Said I wanna build for my Jesus evermore. Just let me pray right on that shore. Oh, I wanna pray right on that shore. No, said I wanna pray for my Jesus evermore.
Well, I stood upright and I stood for God, and I'm standing here today telling the world how Jesus walked that straight and narrow way. I can't turn back and I won't turn around. I'm gonna stand right on that shore. I'm gonna stand for my Jesus evermore.
Oh, let me stand
right on that shore.
Oh, let me stand right on that shore. Said I won't stand
for my Jesus evermore.
Well, when his building is completed, going home to live with God, tell him about my troubles down in the land I trod. Just soon in the feast tracks I am gonna live forevermore. I'm gonna live for my Jesus,
for my Jesus evermore.
Let me live
right on that shore.
Said I want to live
for my Jesus
evermore. Oh, Lord, remember me.
Remember me.
Oh, Lord, remember me.
Remember me.
When these chains get broken, set my body free.
Oh,
Lord, remember me.
Remember me.
Well, Ruthie Foster, along with the Blind Boys of Alabama, Lord Remember Me, that came from Ruthie's 2011 incredible album, I think, Let It Burn. In addition to the Blind Boys of Alabama, you also heard Dave Easley on pedal steel. Ruth was born in Waco, and after a little stint in the Navy and turning down a record deal because they wanted her to sing pop music only, she came back to Texas, signed with Blue Corn Records, and has made phenomenal music ever since. You may have heard the album Phenomenal Ruthie Foster. She's a joy to see you. Before Ruthie, we heard The Soul Stirrers featuring Sam Cooke and Build on That Shore. That came from a four-volume set of their recordings between 1950 and 1956. The group started way before that, back in, I think it was 1926 in Trinity, Texas. They moved to Houston, and then they moved to Chicago for a radio show. And in 1950, they signed Sam Cooke at age 19, and he was with them for those 6 years. The group was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1989 as one of rock's early influencers. You listen to influential and innovative black musicians from Texas right here on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at WindermereVashon.com.
Well, we're going to slide from the gospel over to a little bit of blues as Blind Willie Johnson's voice kind of reminded me of another voice that's rather unique, Johnny Copeland. And you couple Johnny's voice with Albert Collins' harp and guitar, and you got some pretty mighty fine blues. Here they are with Bring Your Fine Self Home.
Hey, Albert.
Oh, yeah, what's up, John?
You got your harmonica with you today, man?
Yeah, brought it with me today, man.
I think we better get on down, you know, because I got the blues.
You know I got them, too?
Well, here it is.
Here it is, man.
We'll be right back. Yeah, I'm drifting and I'm drifting. Like a ship out on the sea. Drifting and I'm drifting. Like a ship out on the sea. Well, I ain't got nobody in this world to care for me. If my baby would only take me back again. If my baby only take me back again. Charles Brown ain't good for nothing. I haven't got no friend. I'll give you all my money. Tell me what more can I do? I'll give you all my money. Tell me what more can I do? Can I do? You just a good little girl. You just won't be true. Bye bye, baby. Baby, bye, 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 bye. Bye, bye, baby. Baby, bye, bye, bye. It's gonna be too late, baby. I'll be so far away.
That was Charles Brown on vocals and piano and Drifting Blues. Charles was from Texas City, which is down the coast from Houston, and he got a degree in chemistry at Prairie View A&M, taught in Baytown for a little bit, and then eventually landed in L.A., and he started playing piano and singing in some clubs down there. That song, Drifting Blues, stayed on the R&B charts for 6 months in the mid-40s, and his style kind of became the dominant Southern California club scene, influencing performers like Floyd Dixon and Ray Charles. Rock and roll pushed his style of music off the charts, but not before he brought in about 3 Grammys and 17 nominations for Blues Awards. Before Charles, we heard Johnny Copeland out of Houston and Albert Collins from Leona, Texas, along with Robert Cray and Bring Your Fine Self Home from the album Showdown, which won a Grammy in 1987. You may have heard of his daughter, Shamika, who's quite a talent as well. Albert Collins, the master of the Telecaster with his guitar strap over his right shoulder, some weird tunings, and working his capo, was introduced to the guitar by his cousin, Lightnin' Hopkins, whom we're going to hear at another show pretty soon. Albert used to play the Epiphone, but he switched to a Telecaster after seeing Gatemouth Brown play, and he started playing in Houston's clubs with Johnny Copeland and Gatemouth's brother, Widemouth. No, I'm not making this up. Widemouth and Gatemouth. His career took off from there, and one story, Albert played some really long solos, and he had really long lead on his guitar chord, and once while playing in Antones, he went outside while still playing, and you could still hear him inside, and then he came back in, still playing, and shortly thereafter, a guy came in, and he gave Albert the pizza that he had ordered while he was outside. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, where tonight we are listening to innovative and influential Black Texas musicians, many of them with quite a good sense of humor. We're going to continue with the kind of blues with 2 songs made famous by Bill Withers. And we're going to open the set with another great Texas blues musician, Freddie King, and Ain't No Sunshine.
Ain't when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time. Gonna stay, 'cause ain't no sunshine when she's gone. This house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away,
you got me in a crowd of high class people, yeah. so good getting used. Hey, you just keep on using me. I say you use me all up. Use me all up, baby. Use me till you use me up. Using me, cause I sure am using you to do the things you do. Things you do, baby. Hey, to do the things that you do. The things you do, baby. It feels so good getting used. Feels so good getting used this way, baby. Hey, hey, my sister just don't understand what's going on.
Esther Phillips, and Use Me, the great, great Bill Withers tune. Esther was born in Galveston, and she won a talent contest as a blues club owned by Johnny Otis at age 14, and Johnny was so impressed that he signed her and joined his band. Unfortunately, she became addicted to heroin, and her career slowed, and she went back to Houston to recuperate, and Kenny Rogers helped her get a contract. She launched a comeback with the song Release Me. And she lapsed again. She went to rehab. She lapsed again. She went to rehab. That cycle continued with some hits sprinkled in between until her death. Before Esther, we heard Freddie King from Gilmer, Texas, and another Bill Withers tune, Ain't No Sunshine. Freddie moved from Dallas to Chicago, where he heard Muddy Waters, T-Bone Walker, and a whole bunch of others. He signed with, I don't know, five or six different labels in a short period of time, and he did well with all of them. He was constantly touring. He had his guitar slung over his right shoulder, just like Albert Collins, and his open tuning associated with the Texas blues. And he also had some screaming tones that were more emblematic of the Chicago blues. He died at age 42 due to some hard-partying lifestyle and a poor diet, primarily of Bloody Marys. And he drank a lot of those because, as he said, they got food in them. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas right here on The Voice of Vashon. And we are featuring innovative and influential black Texas musicians tonight. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening.
Can't do what we do on Voice of Vashon without our underwriters, like Snapdragon Bakery and Cafe. Pastries in the morning, vegetarian lunches, wine and music at night fill the friendly, casual atmosphere that is Snapdragon on Vashon Highway at the south end of town. On the web at vashonsnapdragon.com.
Voice of Vashon thanks Dental Care of Vashon for its programming support. If you have tooth or gum discomfort, damaged or missing teeth, sleep issues, or need crowns or dental implants, Dr. Demova and her team will bring you relief in a comfortable, caring environment. Call them at 206-457-2744 and find them on the web at dentalcareofvashon.com.
We move from Bill Withers to a little bit of funk that somehow fits with Esther Phillips' approach to Use Me. Here is Lynn Collins, and Think About It.
Hey, fellas, I'm talking to you, you, and you too. Do you guys know who I'm talking to? Those of you who go out and stay out all night and have the next day, expect us to be home when you get there. But let me tell you something, the sisters are not going for that no more. Because we realize two things, that you aren't doing anything for us, and that we can better do by ourselves. So from now on, we're gonna use what we got to get what we want. So, you'd better think. Come on. We'll be right back.
Gary Clark Jr. from Austin, Texas, and a song, Don't Owe You a Thing, that appeared on a couple of EPs, including his first. He's got three or four studio albums out and a couple of live ones. He's been nominated for 6 Grammys. He's won 4. His latest album is something called This Land, and that came out in 2019. And the title cut is an incredibly powerful song about the way he was perceived as he bought about 50 acres near Kyle, Texas. Can't play This Land on this radio station, but go find it on your favorite streaming service or YouTube. Before Gary, we heard Lynn Collins with her influential funk single, Think About It, from the album of the same name. Interestingly, that song has been sampled a bunch of times by hip-hop artists, I'm told. She recorded with James Brown, and he produced Think About It as well. I was a bureaucrat with the Texas Education Agency for 11 years, and I got to know the names of most of the 1,100 school districts in Texas, and one of my favorites was Dime Box, Texas, the hometown of Lynn, south of Dallas, a little east of Austin. And it was the setting, by the way, of the 1973 movie Kid Blue, starring Dennis Hopper. Listen to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Next up on our cavalcade of innovative and influential black musicians from Texas, we slow it down a little bit and go back in time to one of the early great blues singers, Sippy Wallace, and Murder Gonna Be My Crime.
Tell me, baby, what in the world is wrong with your mind? Talk to me, pretty papa. Tell me what in the world is wrong with your mind? You keeps me worried and bothered all the time. Some folks think I'm happy, but oh, you don't know. Some folks think I'm happy, but I, you don't know. You can never tell what goes behind closed doors. You made me love you. Kill my baby, unless
heaven's blessings to all mankind. Understanding. What about some peace of mind? And if it's not asking too much, send me somebody to love. Show the world how to get along. Peace is gonna enter when all of the hate is gone. If it's not asking too much, would you please send me somebody to love? I lie awake nights thinking about the world's troubles. Yes, I do. My answer is always the same. That is, unless man can put an end to his damnable sin, hate's gonna put the world in flame. Sure gonna be a shame, yeah. I'm down here in misery, but I don't beg for sympathy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I want you to send me somebody to love. Sometimes I wonder if you can hear me. Well, I lie awake night thinking about the world's troubles. Yes, I do. The very same. That is. Unless man can pull in right now to his damnable sin, hate gonna put the world in flame. Sure gonna be a shame, yeah. Down here in misery, but if it ain't asking too much, I need me somebody, especially in the winter time. Need somebody to hold when my nights get long, long.
Well, that was Ernestine Anderson, and Please Send Me Someone to Love from her Live in New Orleans album. I believe that was Gene Wright on bass, but boy, it was good, no matter who it was. Ernestine was born in Houston. She died in Seattle 87 years later. At age 3, she was singing alone, along with Bessie Smith, at her parents' house, and like many, she sang in the church choir when she was 16. Her folks moved to Seattle, and her first show was right down in downtown Seattle at the Washington Social Club on East Madison. And she, like Esther Phillips, toured with Johnny Otis and later Lionel Hampton. And like two others I played tonight, her career got derailed in the early 50s and 60s by rock and roll, so she went to London to work as a jazz person. She's reemerged in the 70s. It was a big deal in jazz for 15, 20 years or so. Before Ernestine, we heard Sippy Wallace and Murder Gonna Be My Crime. She grew up in Houston also, and by the time she was in her mid-teens, she's playing in tent shows around Texas. She moved to Chicago with her brothers, and between 1923 and 1927, she recorded over 40 songs for OK Records. She left recording. She moved to Detroit to become a church organist, singer, and choir director. She finally resumed her career in the 60s when a longtime friend of hers, Victoria Spivey, trailblazer herself, coaxed her back. Her music inspired Bonnie Raitt, to take up singing and playing the blues and recorded two of her songs on her debut album. And in fact, they toured and recorded together for a whole decade, including being on the David Letterman show with Dr. John on piano. Check it out on the YouTube. We're going to head out the door of tonight's tribute to innovative and influential Black Texas musicians with a true innovator of jump blues and a whole bunch more, Calvin Owens. Calvin's from Houston, and he was a trumpeter, band leader, and B.B. King's musical director for years. He also played with T-Bone Walker, Barnett Cobb, Fathead Newman, and a whole bunch more. Here he is with I Got Your Hoochie Coochie Mama, featuring Gloria Edwards on vocals. Thanks for listening tonight. Yes, you're listening to Calvin Owens on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for tuning in tonight.